This is a course that, acknowledges values are part of every phase of the policy process, from designing policies to implementing policies to evaluating policies. And that there's almost always more than one value in play. Often there are many values in play. Values that you care about, values that you think, you know, policy should reflect. So this course is a sense, a chance to reflect on your own, you know, values, to think more deeply about them, to argue with people in the class who might see it differently, to learn how to be articulate about those values, and to critique value arguments that other people make. It's not to tell you a set of values, but to give you some practice in exercising the ones that you already have and maybe changing them as a result. The course begins with a week talking about morality and politics, both at the domestic level and the international level, sort of set the context that public policy takes place in the middle of politics. And politics has its own strange sets of values. Anyone who's watched the American political process recently has some experience with that. And at the end of the course, we'll come back and spend, probably 3 weeks talking about essentially bureaucratic ethics, professional responsibility. Both of these are examples of sort of role morality, not the kinds of things you learn that your parents need, but they're cultural constructs. We decide what values govern a political system here or elsewhere, and similarly, what's it mean to be a responsible bureaucrat and to be an ethical bureaucrat. So, for the most part, the readings there will reflect observations about the American political system and American bureaucracies, but I'm particularly interested in comparative perspectives on that. So the students in the course who come from other countries will be encouraged to remind us that we're not always the best political system around, and we don't always have the best approach. In between the talk about politics and the talk about bureaucracy and values, we'll essentially go through major approaches to ethical reasoning that particularly are used in liberal democratic societies, and apply those to a bunch of examples, mostly from the New York Times, The Economist, and the other things I read, but again, I'm open to suggestions from others. We'll spend some time talking about utilitarianism, as the consequences are what matters in policy, to try to produce good consequences. We'll then, and a lot of that has to do with benefit cost analysis. Then we'll talk about other approaches, justice, rights, liberty, and the conflicts that come up there, and look at a bunch of applications. I think we'll probably do a good bit on health, just because it's in the news, and I want to do spend some time on tobacco regulation, since there's a lot of things in the tobacco area these days where it's clearly an individual's right to do various things versus huge health benefits if we restrict some behavior.